Ensemble Theater has been staging both original and classical theater plays in Chattanooga for the last 3 years. Their latest work is an ensemble piece that takes audience members inside the world of bullying from the perspective of students who have experienced it. The cast, made up of students ranging from middle school through college age, have worked together to create a full-length play with director Gary Posey. I attended a preview of this exploratory work. I spoke with cast members during intermission about why they think lunch money is important. Actor Morgan Robbins said that it's all about learning about issues. Another actor, Jamie McIntosh, agreed and added that it needs to be taught that bullying is not something that you can ignore. He also said it needs to be hit head on. Jenna Rushenthaler shared her own experience with bullying.
It very much forced me to really lose my all complete sense. And I really couldn't stand what I would go through. So now I'm very active and very vehemently against it. So I still go to my old fifth grade classrooms, and sometimes I'll say something to the kids and say, hey, don't do that.
Do you think that peers can help each other?
Yeah.
Kids can help each other?
Yeah, but they don't speak up. I didn't speak up. It took somebody else's courage to do it for me. And I really learned from that mistake.
Jeremy Wilkins, a young man of large stature, confessed that he too had been bullied in school.
I was a big kid, so, you know, fat kid, and also black kid who didn't act black, stereotypical black kid should act, I guess. So that got a lot of flack for that. So yeah, when I heard what they were doing, I wanted to be a part of it.
Cast member Eric Wyatt calls bullying a necessary evil. He says that's because children, by law, have to go to school. But when kids are there, they get tormented, and some don't understand the reasoning behind all that. Wyatt suffered from clinical depression as a youth, which made him an easy target for bullying.
It's a deep-seated problem in American society that really needs to be addressed, but people pass it off as just the growing up experience. You know, they think that it's just normal, but it shouldn't be normal. It should be taboo or outlawed.
Christopher Cooper believes that if everyone were allowed to just be themselves and be open, then bullying would no longer be a problem.
I honestly think that bullies are just kind of, I don't think they're that bad on the inside. I think they just have something that they're hiding.
Lunch Money cast member Ellen Poole said that working on this production has really helped her to get over a lot of things. She said that although she had many friends in school, she was also constantly bullied. She was called fat and whore and everything you can think of.
I'm very grateful. I'm almost crying right now just thinking about it, but I'm so grateful to be in the show. So grateful. I really think it's going to make a difference for a lot of people.
What do you mean, just open their minds?
Open their minds, especially if we tour it to middle schools. If kids really do see how it affects people and still affects people, then it might make a big difference, because for me, now that I've talked to a lot of other people that I went to high school with to get information for the show, a lot of people don't know how bad it hurts the other people. Do you know what I'm saying? So I think just to raise awareness is what the show is all about.
Mackenzie Young agrees with Poole. She is interested to see her parents' reaction to this production about school bullying.
I think lots of people don't realize what bullying is while they're doing it. They just... And maybe they do it just to fit in, so maybe when they see it, they'll realize, oh, I've said that before, and that's not right.
I asked director Gary Posey what the goal for this production was. Was this piece meant to give answers? Does it seek to find the root causes as to why one person would bully another in school?
When we set out, the goal was just to provide the information. Say, this is a big hot-button issue for America today, because, you know, we see it in the headlines all the time. We hear it on the news all the time. Guns in schools, school violence, bullying, all of this. It's so prevalent in the schools today. So clearly there is a problem. And if the teachers are blaming the parents and the parents are blaming the teachers and the administrators in the schools turn a blind eye because they don't know how to deal with it, then maybe it's because they don't have all the information. And so I think the goal is just to say, we have this problem and we want to just provide the information that we've been able to cull from our experience putting this show together and just to see where it goes. I don't know. I don't know that there is a solution to it. I think, you know, well, if there is, we haven't found it yet, I'll say that. But so I don't know. I think the goal is just to provide information, not to come down on either side. I was very indignant about not coming down on either side of the bully or the bullied. I don't want to present one as more important than the other, because then I don't think that I'm being as biased or fair as an artist as I want to be. I just want to provide information.
Posey said that the Ensemble Theater had put out a survey about bullying from both the perspective of the bully and from those who had been bullied. The survey asked simple questions like, when, where, and how did you or were you bullied? ETC received 51 responses from people who had been bullied. 8 respondents had done the bullying. He included several of these responses in Lunch Money.
I have my own opinions, and certainly in the things that I write, that might come out. But as the director and looking at it from the whole perspective, I really want to try to be as fair as I possibly can, because in the 8 bully surveys, the 8 surveys from people who identified as bullies that we got, I mean, it's some very sad stories that you hear. And some of them, you know, bad home life. But, you know, there was one that is just so fascinating. This person would make people feel fat in the cafeteria so that they would not eat their food so that he could steal it from them. My imagination just goes wild with that. Like, why does he need to steal someone's food? You know, what creates that kind of reasoning in him, and why won't he just ask for it? So we kind of look, you know, get information like that, and I say, well, you know, that these people who identify as bullies, they have just as sad a story as the people that they're bullying.
Lunch Money opened at the St. Andrews Center on September 9th and runs through September 25th. For more information, go to WUTC.org and follow the links to the Around and About blog. For Around and About, I'm Vanessa Guilfoyle.